Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode.
Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Coffey, and today I'm joined by Galen Doe, who is the founder of BrandGen and also the founder of the first elite tiering HubSpot agency, New Breed. So, Galen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation, Mason. Always good to share time.
Well, I'm excited to chat. One of the big questions we get from quite a few people is, okay, we understand that you can do account-based advertising on LinkedIn, but how do you do account-based advertising without buying one of these massive expensive platforms and, you know, essentially spending all of your budget on just the technology in and of itself, which is why I'm really excited about BrandGen as a tool that can help people actually do better account-based advertising without a massive platform fee associated to it. So today we're going to dig into, like, this is going to be a super tactical episode on, like, how to use BrandGen. And for new, they're like, Mason, I thought we didn't want to talk too much about technology. Well, BrandGen is free to use, so I'm a big fan of it. So that said, before we dig into it, can you just explain, like, what the heck is BrandGen?
Yeah, for sure. So to your point, the big expensive ABM tools. So as I was exiting New Breed, sort of one of my last things I was doing was running an onboarding workshop. It was for a medical image software company in Chicago. And they really needed to build brand because their imager replaced GE, Philips, Siemens imagers, the thing that the radiologist looks at. And had some machine learning in the background. So it had some value, you know, over the native sort of thing. But they couldn't compete because no one would have a conversation with them because you're not GE or Philips who spend millions of dollars on brand. So we had a deep discussion on brand. And I was pretty familiar with the ABM tools, but, you know, that seemed like the play. Started to dig into those after the exit. And to your sort of your own brand, Scrappy, most of the companies that I advised along the way really were a better fit for some sort of scrappy approach as opposed to big enterprise budgets. So diving into how those tools actually work, the account-based advertising component sort of bolted onto the end of your intent data, your contact enrichment, your email sequences, your web analytics, all that stuff. When you look at how those are constructed, there's really only a couple of sort of ways to get a product like that to market. And the data and the platform and ad networks and bidders and all this sort of stuff, it's all fairly well known. And turns out if you construct just that part, you can build a pretty cost-effective tool. Intent data is expensive. Contacts are expensive, right? So if you take that part out and bolt it to your CRM and marketing automation tool, HubSpot, you end up with a very affordable tool. We operate on a small share of the advertising spend revenue. So you can build a tool with no software fee and people, nothing to buy, no commitment. Simply come in, bolt it to your HubSpot, CRM, and one day more CRMs, probably more marketing automation platforms, and run campaigns. And that was really the genesis of the idea.
I love it. So as we then dig into, somebody has probably built some form of an ABM program and they're limited right now to some form of outbound program, probably LinkedIn advertising and then events, and they want to scale past that. How are you recommending first utilizing BrandGen and finding the right audience to actually then use BrandGen for?
Yeah. So the thing that we're sort of evangelizing is what we call account-based RevOps, you know, and what does that mean? What it means to us is it's no longer just marketing because now I've connected my web, my open web advertising, and now TV, both linear, Comcast, Netflix, as well as other connected TV platforms. So we think that's maybe a little bit more of a mid-market enterprise play. But when you connect the open web advertising to your marketing automation, to your other marketing channels, your LinkedIn out of Facebook and Facebook out of HubSpot, I should say, and your CRM, you can now articulate motions that align marketing and sales. So let's say that you have a play that's often we hear about, land and expand, right? We hear land and expand, we landed, we ring the bell, we drink the champagne, right? And we never really think about expand. But if you think about it, that's a relatively simple account-based play. it's not really marketing. It is to agree, but it's more connecting my maybe service team in my CRM, maybe my sales team, maybe my marketing channels that are available in my CRM, LinkedIn and Facebook, but also my open web advertising to that motion. So to break it down, we've identified seven of these playbooks: land and expand, simple, simple, which is might be the vice president of sales has 50 accounts, or I'm in a tier, aerospace, semiconductor, right? I know the logos above me, or I want the 100 largest architectural firms and go hunt those down, right? Simple account based. And then there's blended account based, pick up my visitor signals from my inbound, select based on fit and score, let's say, and then turn those into my outbound, right? Land and expand is one. So when you articulate sort of these seven playbooks that we have, it becomes much easier to sort of decide who the target accounts might be. If it's land and expand, I know who my customers are. Which one should I try and expand with?
I love the framing of actually just start with a strategy of like, so what's the goal here? Are we trying to get more pipeline? Are we trying to accelerate the pipeline? Are we trying to expand our customers? And then based on that, like that forms a target account list. And then it sounds like you're based on target accounts plus some form of engagement signals or triggers within the context of the CRM, then activating a program in brand gen. Am I hearing all that correctly?
Yeah, exactly. So if you think about, we take a list of 100 companies out of HubSpot, and we, you know, maybe we they appear to be engaged. You load those into an open web advertising campaign, and you'll see which ones are responding to which messages. And some of them will respond in terms of click-through rate quite aggressively. You'll find in a mix of 100. And that can be a very strong scoring signal that you can compile with the other signals that you're using in your CRM, like HubSpot, let's say. So it can be used sort of very top of funnel. Where is interest? I want to take 1,000 accounts and find interest, you know? And again, intent data is expensive. So I'm advertising to these 1,000 accounts I think are valuable. That's inherently valuable, right? And then I'm extracting from that a signal that might help me prioritize my outreach in terms of my net scoring for a given account.
I love it. So when you think about a paid media platform, that still is actually fairly nebulous, because some paid media platforms just, I think of, for example, something like a Metadata that helps a lot with advertising on Facebook or Instagram level targeting. So I'm curious, as you think about brand gen from a distribution perspective, what are the channels that people have access to when using your platform?
So what we open up are open web. So it's not the walled gardens. It's not YouTube. It's not Facebook. It's not LinkedIn. So I'm moving through my day and I'm on a trade publication or I'm on a news publication. I'm checking the weather, right? Where, you know, where programmable ads can be placed. And the way that our tool operates is we can take a company level targeting. We can overlay that with roles and titles. We can overlay with geography. We can overlay with context. So you can sort of build strategically a set of parameters to reach a specific location or a specific company or a specific role, whatever the case may be. And we can also, we have a deep relationship with Xfinity. And so we can also take that same data that we would use and move that into a TV environment in a number of different ways. That's a managed service. But if you run the campaign, there's no fee today for the managed service. So we'll help you run the campaign. So that's at an account-based level. And new to us now is dynamic HubSpot lists, active lists. We can now maintain a relationship between a list in HubSpot and an open web audience over here. Kind of like the HubSpot ads tool with your Facebook and LinkedIn audiences, except that annoying little check mark that says they have to be opted in. We're a little bit more Wild West out here in programmatic advertising land. So that's a non-issue. So you can do your account-based advertising, like the expensive, you know, ABM tools. And then there's another competitor I won't name, but list buying, taking a list of contacts and turning that into an open web audience. We've recently added that as well. So if I think about, I want to reach decision makers at a company and I want to just set up those campaigns and let them run, that's one avenue. What really we think is more interesting is by connecting it to HubSpot, we can activate or inactivate campaigns at a company level in the company card. We have a little brand gen card there. So turn it on, turn it off. So the rep just has a call and, you know, the call didn't go so well, forget it, budgets are all cut, we're not a prospect, turn off the campaign. Or you could empower reps. You could provide them with a budget for 100 companies, right? I just had a great call. I think this is interesting. Add a campaign, pick which one, CIO, click, you know, CIO buying group, and that activates a campaign. And then even more deeply integrated is with your workflows. So you have a workflow where there's a company, set of company attributes added to a list, added to the target accounts board. Maybe by industry it comes across, you know, and then it would start, it would activate a brand gen campaign in the workflow, run it for 60 days, disengage that one, add the next campaign. So you're taking from your HubSpot marketing automation a targeted account through a series buying group, through a series of advertising messages, kind of like an email through a work, through a workflow, right? And then you can measure engagement at the account level at different, you know, which campaign, which responded. Oh, I've got a heartbeat there. You know what I mean? Could be timing. I'm getting a lot of engagement. So there's a lot of sort of insights that can be gathered from that. And ultimately, the ad creative would be part of the company record with the engagement. So anybody can see, hey, this campaign ran from here to here, click-through rate, that sort of thing, any leads. And then with the CRM, what's called CRM retargeting, taking an email list, now I can say, okay, I just brought in 1,000 leads. I want to warm them up, you know, top of funnel, turn that into a campaign. My middle of funnel, marketing qualified leads, maybe companies in deals, that can go to a campaign. You know, my next sell can go to a campaign. So you can articulate both at a contact level and a buying group level from your HubSpot marketing and CRM tools and automations directly connected to your account-based or list-based advertising tool. All super, I like to think in terms of automated agility, right? Something changes at an account, we downgrade that account, and you should be able to shut everything off, right? Something up, happening at an account, we should be able to turn everything on. All omni-channel reach, super affordably using the investments you've already made in your HubSpot and a simple bolt-on tool that helps do some of the advertising motions.
Normally I speak to the content of like, oh, what are you actually sending people to? But I mean, you just outline like, could be awareness level content, thought leadership, could be middle funnel content. I mean, it's odd. As you think about less the content for the customer, but actually the content for doing a rollout within the organization of, hey, sales, like these are now things you have access to. How are you making sure that some of these processes are actually getting adopted within these organizations?
There's always a rift between marketing and sales, right? So I love gifting because it puts control in a BDR's or a sales rep's agent, whoever, in their hands. You can control some part of this budget. You can similarly control some part of the advertising budget. So a little bit more control. What have you done for me lately? We built you 12 campaigns you can call on a moment's notice. We gave you a gifting budget. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so all of this, right? So, and again, the idea of account-based rev ops, revenue operations, is the alignment and all the way around the flywheel, in my view. So all the way around the flywheel and aligning marketing sales. You're no longer doing marketing, you're doing rev ops. Right. And with a click, you know, the rule could be, you know, you take this from an MQL to an SQL and the gifts go out, the campaigns start, you know, across every outlet that we can reach. Right. And the thing, you know, of course, we're all talking about AI. I was just on with HubSpot's demo of their beta prospecting tool. And it's a good product. And, you know, HubSpot, they'll roll something out and they'll make it better and better. And I've, you know, had a chance to toy with it. But as I'm on with 1,000 other people, thinking about yet more personalized email at ever larger scales. You know what I mean? I'm thinking to myself, we need to all be thinking about omni-channel because your traditional channels are getting darker and darker. Inbound marketing. Will there be such a thing as inbound marketing with AI taking over the search box? You know, with all of us flooding in inboxes, with all of us flooding phones and texts and, you know, so I think you need to have some sort of orchestrated account-based RevOps orchestrated by HubSpot, an orchestration of omni-channel outreach to high-value target accounts. I like content syndication. Not enough people talk about content syndication. That's a place you can be where there's not a lot of traffic. I like open web advertising. That's a place you can be without a lot of traffic that's not congested. You know, so, and I used to, long ago, I sold big ticket stuff. And I sort of had an informal rule. If 5, 6, 7 conversations, I was probably going to close the deal. They're not wasting their time with me, right? Now in my world, when I show up on a Zoom call, it's like, how did we get here? Who are you? Are you selling me? Am I selling you? Like, we're all in this blur. You know what I mean? And I think it takes hundreds of touches. And really what we think we deliver is very low cost, very easy, very well targeted touches. We'll get them to your website. They'll engage. They may not convert, but we'll deliver a lot of engagement at very targeted audiences at very low cost. That's sort of what brand generation. That's sort of where we think we feel. And relatively easy because you have the way that it articulates and works within the HubSpot CRM.
Yeah. And again, to your point, often sales is asking, but what have you done for me recently? Or go to the marketing team. And when you can say, well, we actually built these specific programs that are purpose-built based on accelerating your pipeline, based on things that we saw were past objections, and we're now dealing with objections earlier in a cycle, if you just press the button, you get a great way to make sure that marketing is actually showcasing some form of impact more tangibly and directly on pipeline and revenue. So I love that call out.
Yep.
The last thing I would just look at is, you know, everybody is always needing to figure out, well, how to actually report on success here. So I'm curious, as you think about then measure of success, like what kind of reporting is typically coming from BrandGen that helps people actually kind of paint that picture of this program is actually driving a specific impact?
So that is always an interesting question. You know, the ABM companies, the enterprise plays, have tried to crack that by, we did our approach in our tech stack on 100 companies, and we had 100 companies over here. And on average, we compress sales cycles, increase deal size, you know, deeper penetration on the list, whatever the case may be. A little bit tougher for us because we're sort of this standalone thing over here on the end. So, and we're early stage, you know, so we're looking for really customers that are savvy enough to help us to do that type of testing, you know, maybe someone in your, you know, in your relationships, because, you know, now that it's connected to HubSpot, we feel like we can get there. Right. But running, you know, 200 companies, 100, we're going to do this omni-channel approach, and the other 100, we're just going to prospect and we're going to compare. You know, it takes a little bit of work and effort. So a weakness for us is we are sort of the advertising program, you know, bolted on the end. We know that we can deliver the right targeted people. You know, we've got a lot of data to show us. This is the right company. This is the right people. We're getting them to engage. Open web display is notoriously difficult to get form fills. Retargeting is a little better, you know, so we're delivering brand impressions and site visits and times of engagement, you know, all those sort of soft metrics at a very low cost. But that is a challenge for us, is demonstrating, you know, that impact. And, you know, we're looking for relationships that maybe some folks that would help us run some tests like that and, you know, demonstrate that we can indeed, you know, make an impact across some number of accounts.
Yeah. Well, I always appreciate the transparency of, I think measurement's always one of the hardest things. But again, at the end of the day, what I've always heard is if we get in front of our best customers often.
Right. Yeah. And that's really, you know, I think of us a bit like trade shows. Like, why do I do trade shows? Well, the market would miss me if I wasn't there. My competitors would, you know, oh, they're out of business, right? Well, you know, the leads are often really never that great. Everyone's on endorphins because they're away at this show having a great time. So every conversation seems exciting, and then the leads go dark, right? We've all experienced that, right? So, but it's part of being in the marketplace. So I think of us a little bit like trade shows. Like, it's a way to reach another channel, you know, be in front of your customers easily, relatively low cost, you know, and if you're in front of them with the right messages and solutions at the right time, a lot of times these are timing decisions. We finally have to replace our vendor, or we finally reached a scale where we're ready for this, or whatever the case may be. So our thought is, if we can deliver high quality targeted brand presence over an extended period of time that long sales cycle things take, we're bound to increase the likelihood of the right deals happening, you know, that otherwise might not happen. That's sort of the way we think about it.
Yeah, I love it. Well, if someone wants to find out more about you or BrandGen, where would you point them?
Yeah, for sure. Galen Dow. If you Google G-A-L-E-N-D-O-W, there aren't many. You'll find my LinkedIn profile, right? Feel free to reach out. But BrandGen, BrandGen.io, visit the website. New website coming soon because we're adding more features. And we'd love to chat and see if it's something that we could help you achieve your account-based business goals.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.